This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Let's get to some of these injury updates across the league. Jets quarterback Zach Wilson cleared to take over for the Jets as they face Pittsburgh this weekend. Jets coach Robert Saleh said on Wednesday that the second-year quarterback will start Sunday's road game against the Steelers if all goes well during this week's practices. Jinx, we were just talking about the level of, you know, replacement between the backup and the starter. Do you think this is a good case for that discussion when it comes to Joe Flacco and Zach Wilson?
I think so. I mean, Zach Wilson has to be an upgrade, right? Because I know Joe Flacco had that one performance against, what was it, the Bengals? Was it the Bengals?
The Browns, right?
Browns. It was the Browns. Yeah, it was the Browns a couple weeks ago, and then immediately he regressed, which we expected to happen. And so I think for Zach Wilson, certainly the upside is there because Joe Flacco is on the end of his career or nearing the end of his career. But also when you're talking about a guy who's still a young guy who has not played this season, would it stun you if Zach Wilson went out and had an absolutely terrible performance? No, it wouldn't. So I think it's a small upgrade, but I don't think it's as significant as you might think because Zach Wilson hasn't proven much of anything. He needs to get in there and play just so the Jets see what they have because ultimately, Chelsea, we really don't know.
Also, he's been on the shelf for a while, and I think it's hard to come in hot without, you know, preseason games or anything under your belt and just going full send back into NFL action. I do think that the Jets will probably rely heavily on their run game, which I will say, weren't you on Breece Hall to start the season for rookie of the year? He's been really good for the Jets. I think he's averaging more than 5 yards a carry. So I think maybe if you're looking at this game between the Jets and the Steelers, maybe you play some kind of rush prop.
Yeah, I love Breece Hall, and I think as the season goes on, they will rely on him more and more. They'll start to trust him more, but he's so talented because he can run, because he can catch, and I know there's a lot of running backs that can catch out of the backfield, but he particularly is good at that. And so when you've got a young guy like Zach Wilson, what happens a lot? You check down, you try to find those quick passes, or you find your running backs when your first or second option downfield isn't available. And for Zach Wilson, a guy who's had that long layoff, I would look at Breece Hall because I think he'll rely on him quite a bit.
Especially since the Steelers were one of the worst defenses against the run last season. And also, TJ Watt is still out of the lineup. And we've seen the dip in the defensive metrics since he has been gone. Let's head to Buffalo, where the Bills signed a veteran to help with their ailing secondary. Xavier Rhodes spent last season with the Colts and had 3 interceptions. Now he's with the Bills. The Bills have had various injuries to a number of players on their secondary, including Micah Hyde. And this is kind of why I have looked at some opposing player pass props, just because if there is a weakness with this Bills team right now, it is their secondary. They're going through a whole host of injuries when it comes to that unit. However, it's still a good team with a very good pass rush behind Von Miller. Who is it? Jordan Poyer, who was out last game. I think that could be a deciding factor. If he is out for this game as well against the Ravens, that could be a problem. But still, like I said, this is a needed move for a Bills team that's really struggling on the secondary.
I think this is such a smart move. And that Bills secondary is still very good anyway, right? But they need Trey White back in there. And I think anytime you can have a stabilizing veteran force that can be back there, who has been in situations like that and played in the AFC, I think this is a really good move for Buffalo because that secondary will get a little more heat up. Obviously, Hyde's out for the season, but they will get better as the season goes on. And particularly when you talk about that secondary, there's a bunch of young guys back there. So I think a veteran presence from that perspective can help because this is a team where it's either Super Bowl victory or bust. So I like this move quite a bit.
And also, they have a huge game this weekend. On the road, at the Ravens, laying 3 points. Jinx, initially I was all over the Bills here, but I don't know. I'm kind of waffling back and forth because I think the Ravens getting 3, like maybe that's the play. I don't know. I think from a watching perspective, this will be the best game on the slate. But from a betting perspective, I'm very torn.
Oh, God. I cannot bet this game. I think the Ravens are the right side. Don't you? I think so. That was my initial lean. But also the sabotage factor with the Bills, which always is a sabotage factor when you're talking about Buffalo, is if there's any team when their offense comes together, that can completely go off, it's Buffalo. And we've talked about that Ravens secondary. I feel like we've talked about the Ravens secondary for like 2 years now, where last year they had all those injuries, and even this year they're banged up. And so there certainly is the possibility that Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs and what Gabe Davis just lose their minds and torch that Ravens secondary. I don't think that's going to happen, but that's certainly your sabotage factor.
Yeah, especially when you give up 26 points to the Patriots offense, terrible offense. It's not explosive at all. And then we saw what Tua Tagovailoa did to the secondary with the Ravens. So I don't think it spells anything good for this Ravens defense. So maybe you just look at the over. I don't know. It's really high, though. So maybe that's the square play. And maybe I should stay away from that game in general. Heading to Cleveland, where the Browns' Myles Garrett may play on Sunday. This is just days after he wrecked his car. The Browns' star pass rusher suffered a shoulder sprain and a bicep strain, as well as cuts and bruises, after his vehicle went off the side of the road and flipped over before coming to a rest. This is a really scary situation. And number one, thank God that he's okay and, you know, just able to be a human after this incident. But from a football standpoint, Myles Garrett to that defense might be the single most important piece for the Browns. I think he's in a similar role as what TJ Watt brings to the Steelers defense. And we've seen what the Steelers defense is without TJ Watt. So I think this is huge that number one, Myles Garrett is okay. And number two, that he might actually play.
Yeah, it's crazy. Now, I know in the NFL, as they always say, there's a difference between being hurt and injured. You know, everyone's hurting a little bit in the NFL. It's just a violent game. That's the way it is. But also, I don't know if you've ever been in a car wreck before. I certainly have. And I mean, no matter what that entails, you generally come out pretty sore, and it takes a while for your body to recover from the shock and the physicality of that. So he's going to be super sore, and he has these minor ailments. Even if he plays, I think he'll be affected a little bit. And you talk about a dog, maybe a live dog, it might be the Falcons. Money has come in on Atlanta. I would not recommend betting on the Falcons. Joe G is excited about the Browns and the Falcons this weekend. I haven't heard that before, so that's a real sports bettor right there who can't wait to watch Cleveland and Atlanta. But the Falcons are a team that, while they might not be a good team, in fact, let me erase the might from that statement. The Falcons are not a good team, but they have been a very competitive team, and that's why when you look at this line, you're like, wait, Falcons getting a point and a half? Oh, I'm going to hammer Cleveland. This line doesn't make any sense. I do think Myles Garrett will be banged up enough where maybe that gives the Falcons some leeway with Cordarrelle Patterson in the backfield. I'm not quite sure, but it'll be fascinating to see if he plays, whether or not he's effective or not. This line stinks.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be betting this in any way or fashion, because when you see the Falcons only getting this many points, it seems a little fishy. And as somebody who's been burned by the Falcons many a time in previous years, they're usually at the top of my no bet list. Jinx, the first thing I thought when I saw this Myles Garrett headline is that so many football players compare recovery from a weekend in the NFL to a car crash. Have you ever heard this? Guys are saying recovering from a game on Sunday is like recovering from a car wreck. So I wonder if it's similar.
Oh, that's a great point. I'll never forget, because I worked with Brian Mitchell a long time. Redskins running back, great, one of the best returners in NFL history, and played for a hot second with the Eagles. And I don't know why this stuck out to me, but when we worked together, we were talking about injuries. And I've always found injuries and the NFL fascinating, because there are so many players, countless players, stories that you wouldn't imagine of guys, once their careers are over, the long-term injuries they suffer really never go away. They're stuck with those forever. And I remember B-Mitch telling me one time that when he finally quit football, it took about 6 or 7 months after he was retired. And he woke up one day and he was like, and he felt like a different person. Now, yeah, there are probably some long-term residual effects there, but he couldn't believe it took 6 or 7 months before he finally felt normal again, and he didn't hurt just from playing football for so long, and that's always stuck with me.
That's why you should play golf, you know, or badminton, or pickleball, so you don't feel like that. And then finally, wrapping up our segment, Joey Bosa of the Chargers goes on IR. That's another big one.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.